Ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled for one fall. He's Zach Price. Dalton Mankey's here, too. Not Mr. 100. I almost did that. I almost gave away. Shannon would have been pissed had I given that away. So the five-star man, Asa Gray.
I would have rejected.
Yeah, you should have. You would have to. And I'm Double H, and I guess I'm hosting again this week. This, my friends, is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Yo.
Yay.
No.
Yay. Let's clap
cheap pot
for the Pro Wrestling Unscripted cast.
Pro.
And feel the
wrestling unscripted. That didn't work.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going.
I feel like I should start this like all horrible, you know, speeches when you're at school. Hey, I didn't hear you. Come on, guys. Is everyone awake out there?
I mean, I'm guessing you didn't watch Raw because otherwise you would understand the level of apathy in the room now.
No, I watched. I'm not going to lie to you. I had to remind myself that I watched it. I went back and looked up the recap and I was like, oh, yeah, I did see that. That did happen.
Oh, I did watch it. You
don't
know why?
That was a real thing. God, do I even. John Cena!
Yes!
Son of a bitch. Well, let's just get right into it, friends. I went down the recap and just kind of did stuff in chronological order here. So I will say it was really nice for this week's edition of Raw to open with somebody other than Seth Rollins and or The Authority. It was nice to see Ambrose start the show off and be a little, and he even sort of acknowledged the fact that
well,
it was.
He acknowledged, he's like, well, I'm not just going to stand here and drone on.
But then
what
Randy,
follows
yeah.
is a like 10-15 minute promo.
Right.
I mean, sure, it's not just him.
Right. Yeah. But that was the disappointing part of it, is that you get Ambrose and you get Orton. And the latter part was the problem, I think, overall. I like Orton, don't get me wrong. But then, my friends.
So the only thing from Raw that I actually watched.
God, and one of the best things, just generally on TV at this point. Let's just go beyond Raw and say New Day is one of the best things happening on TV right now.
Apparently even Randy Orton thinks so.
Which was great. Oh, man. So, yeah, you had the opening there with the New Day, with Ambrose, with Orton. It was a pretty good match, too, all things considered.
And I think the New Day even brought up a really good point where Ambrose and Orton are talking about wanting to take out the Wyatts. And the New Day was like, did you not see last week? Because we took out everyone.
All of them.
I also
all you guys.
Loved Kofi Kingston's comment of, I remember who said it, but they said, Randy Orton, you define the new meaning of the word groupie. Because he was like,
how many groups you been in?
Yeah. Because they were just like, Legacy didn't do that.
I love that they threw Legacy out there, too. That may have been my favorite part, that Legacy just got involved as a part of that promo. New Day is, I mean, and we've said it before, but they are the extension of the internet wrestling community into the actual product.
Well, and it's amazing how they're the only guys, it seems like, that the Vince is willing to just be like, okay, go do you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting time. They're getting
wins.
Spotlight. They're getting wins. They're being presented strongly. And they're catching on. Like, they're clearly one of the most over parts of the show.
Right.
I don't understand how they're still, I know I'm jumping ahead on the show here, but like, how are they still making Roman Reigns go out and cut that kind of promo in front of Chicago?
I couldn't.
Are you sure? Because you might have slept through it.
No, I was like, oh, Roman Reigns.
It would have been fine, I think, in like a less smarky crowd.
Yeah. But Chicago, seriously?
And it rattled him. It clearly rattled
him. Yeah, he didn't know what to do with himself. But I mean, the undercurrent of this all is still, and we've kind of, they've done their job. They've pulled us away from this. But you remember, you know, coming into WrestleMania, out of WrestleMania, and for parts of the summer, Reigns was still the guy. We were still hearing he's going to be the next John Cena, and we're going to make it happen whether you like it or not. They've pushed that so far back and made him he and Bray Wyatt will do their thing over here. Let's don't worry about it for right now. But, I mean, let's be honest. It's still happening. When they did the, 2 weeks ago, when they did the Susan G. Komen presentation, who everybody was out on the stage. Who was in the ring? John Cena and Roman Reigns.
I skipped it.
Well, you didn't miss much there either. But the point being, they still had Reigns in the ring. Still awkwardly inserted, you know, he's the Garth to John Cena's Wayne. And with him, as always, is Roman Reigns for goodwill. And it's just awkward. It does not work. Like they want it to, anyway.
Like how you guys feel about John Cena, how Dalton always tells me he skips through it and sleeps through it. That's how I feel about Roman Reigns. I cannot stand when he goes out there. I don't like his mic skills.
It's just way too early. I won't say that Roman Reigns can't be the guy, because I think he absolutely has all of the tools to be there. They're just They're just making it way too fast.
Yeah, they didn't make The Rock work in a week. I know that's kind of an on-the-nose, you know, comparison, mm-hmm. being who they are and everything, but The Rock didn't work in a week because he wasn't The Rock.
And also,
Rocky Malvito.
The Rock didn't work when they were just force-feeding him lines to say.
Right.
And handcuffing him.
And you can tell when they're being force-fed.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't
that's
care.
Terrible.
That, see, Monday night's... Like, just go back, if you can find it, go back and watch
A.
it.
Oh, I can
just...
find it. The thing is, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy to make myself do so.
I think if they just put Roman Reigns to where what he did on The Shield, where he just shuts the hell up, don't even give him a manager. Just have him be like Goldberg back in WCW.
Yeah, that could
he
work.
He just comes in, spears somebody, calls it a day.
Yeah.
Because whenever he almost won the Royal Rumble, whenever Batista won it, everybody wanted him to win.
Oh, they're so behind it.
Yeah. Anyone but Batista, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. You know, Batista
it wasn't
was clearly
Daniel Bryan.
The guy.
They just didn't want it to be Batista.
Didn't they do that with Ryback, too, though, and it didn't go over as well as they thought it would?
I mean, I was going to say Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin is probably, both of them apt comparisons. But Baron Corbin, even now, it's still happening with Baron Corbin in NXT
Which
right
at least
now
he's a heel.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
He's the lone
He's got
wolf.
That X-Bot heat.
All
heat. I said... You're supposed to hate him, but also we hate him just because.
I remember saying this a couple weeks back, like Baron Corbin does nothing. Like he doesn't entertain me at all. In the past couple weeks, he's kind of showed me some stuff. I'm kind of becoming slowly a Baron Corbin fan, especially after that.
Well, and that's the point. And that's the point of NXT and developmental.
Right.
Like, sure, you know, certain things. Because I did see a promo, I think he was involved in a couple weeks or months ago, maybe, where basically he kind of took over the Indie Killer gimmick from mm-hmm. Sheamus. And I was like, yeah, that works, especially for him,
right.
Because he's a purely WWE-developed guy.
Exactly, and that's how he's going to be booked anyway. I mean, how many months did we go of Baron Corbin squash matches? Here he comes
and
again.
And the crowd just counting.
Yeah.
That was entertaining.
Yeah, just expecting it. They knew it was coming. So, yeah. Shortly after, though, the intro, I was honestly surprised that we went right to the Divas and to the good portion of the Divas part of the show, at the very least. All right, don't get me wrong. It wasn't great. But I will appreciate that they incorporated that the crowd couldn't take it anymore with the end of the match. And we kind of got a little bit of not necessarily everything we wanted, but what needed to be done.
What happened?
I'm just gearing up for the second part of the Divas show because...
Yeah.
Oh, I got some feelings on that one.
Yeah, yeah. They started out strong and things were nice, but things
strong-ish.
Got...
Basically, from all I could read from ProWrestling.net was the crowd was continuously chanting, "We want Sasha."
Yeah.
Which...
Remember
she
that.
Kind of played up to, which it was weird because she's a heel.
Yeah.
And especially coming off of that match with Bayley, like she was definitely a heel.
Right. So the match was Nikki and Naomi, mm-hmm. and all the members were out at ringside. So eventually, like Asa said, the crowd just, the chants got too much for them. And again, Chicago, smart crowd, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Brie Bella, and whether it was planned or not, I mean, if
absolutely
it was.
Absolutely planned.
I started to say, if it was a surprise move on her own, then that's pretty damn impressive. I'll give her
chance.
That.
No chance.
Yeah.
What if somebody told her to do it?
That's what we're saying. It was absolutely
that's
planned.
More than
I mean,
what happened.
Like in an earpiece, like they called an audible. Like somebody
well, the ref the, might have gotten that
I mean,
to her, I guess.
Maybe.
It's possible. But
okay.
In any case, Brie grabs the mic, jumps up on the announcer's table, and starts leading the We Want Sasha chants, but very sarcastically. Sasha comes over and sweeps her off the table and kicks her ass. But in the midst, Nikki managed to get the win in the ring. So we get...
Because something's happening outside.
Right?
Oh,
no,
I'm
can't pay attention.
Distracted.
What's happening to this? So, yeah, in the end, you get Sasha getting to beat up on the Bellas a little bit. You get an acknowledgement of the fact that the crowd is doing something. And Nikki gets a win, which, whether you like it or not, at this point, if she's going to be Charlotte's challenger, they got to give her something. Something's got to happen here. As much as I hate the 50-50 booking.
She doesn't need to be Charlotte's
challenger. I know, okay. I know. But that's I'm working with what I got, not what I want at this point in time.
I am out of the Divas Revolution right now. Just because...
Who's in it?
Because the second week you saw what was happening
no,
and you realized,
because,
oh, this is nothing. This
no.
is just three more people into the same revolving door of matches over
not
and over.
Not until they pull up Bayley. I'm not fully invested.
Well, that's just
and then you can have someone else that the fucking Bellas can
I started
beat.
To say, get ready, because it's just going to be the same
and
story all over again.
It's going to be the same arc with the BFFs in Bayley.
Yeah.
In NXT. It'll be way more annoying because it's the Bellas.
Because the same people don't watch NXT as watch WWE, so we can do this all over again and no one will notice.
Right.
Surely. It'll be fine. Here's the thing. Things go real far south after this.
Yeah.
They just start to nosedive after this portion of the show. Don't start with me, John Cena.
But even that.
Do you want to just do, we can talk about the second part of the Divas thing?
Oh,
just
yeah.
One
we might
song.
As well, honestly, because here's what I literally have written down. Brie and Alicia beat Charlotte and Becky because what the fuck?
Also, Brie pins...
Charlotte,
the new Divas champion,
yep.
Divas Revolution.
Divas Revolution.
Because one, the whole champions getting pinned in non-title matches, that shit has needed to go away for a decade now.
Yep.
That is a huge pet peeve of mine.
Unless you are the number one contender and it's like literally...
Nope.
See, I'm okay with that.
Nope.
I'll give that one.
Nope, because the way I hate that is because the way they do it every single time is two random wrestlers are in a match. One of them happens to be Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
Person B beats the Intercontinental Champion. Oh, I guess I'm the number one contender now.
Yeah.
Title match. Oh, I lost.
Yeah. I'm saying more about if there's a non-title match between someone who's already designated as a number one contender with the champion and they manage to beat them, but it's not for the title. I'm okay with that. My bigger problem with that is
sparingly.
Why the hell wasn't it for the title?
Sparingly.
Right. Yeah. No, it
not
be
every single feud
every
with
month.
Every single
yeah,
person.
No, no, no.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah. That's what.
And then,
we
you know, you
do.
Have Barrett's Intercontinental Championship reign, which is, oh, look, he got pinned by Hornswoggle, probably.
Probably.
Oh, Michael Cole got a win over him? Cool. That makes sense.
I'd be cool with that.
Of course you would. Of course.
Of course. Oh.
You were the worst. You were the Brit.
Have you seen, by the way, sidebar?
Dalton is on the show, and you are
you
the
know
worst.
What? I'm going to let you know that I was coming into this show, and I was thinking, you know what I'm going to do? When I go back and edit this later on the video, I'm going to blur out Dalton's face for the entire show. And give him, like, a different voice,
and then
too.
We could just be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Which has been my intro.
So now
every
I've decided
show.
To do that to you.
Dalton didn't consent to the use of his image for this particular show. Who was that?
But no, yeah. So, again, outside interference, or not even outside interference, outside distraction,
mm-hmm.
and your new Divas champion, who we could take the opportunity to really build up as a franchise cornerstone of this new Divas division that we
nope.
want.
Oh, can't do
no?
it.
We're just going to have her lose to Abella? Cool.
What yeah, if cool. what has Charlotte Flair. Done outside of winning the title, outside of that one match where she actually won, what has Charlotte done that even is indicative of her as she was in NXT? It's like a totally different person.
Oh, she's done nothing. She smiled and waved and got into an argument with Paige.
It's not even
I guess.
Close to what we had of
where
Charlotte
NXT,
in NXT.
Where they actually get to show personality and that they're not just tits with a... roll-up finisher.
And let's go ahead and throw on there. We might as well. I mean, I as much as I want to get through Raw, I don't know how much you guys have looked into SmackDown. Of course, we record this Thursday, so it hasn't aired yet.
I read the spoilers.
I've looked into it
I have not watched okay. SmackDown in 5 years.
But
because
I
you
wrote,
don't need to.
And I
is
have
that
no
you
idea.
Watch? You really?
Yes.
It keeps the timer years. Running of how long it's going since the last time he's watched it.
He had to reprogram it when he got the new watch.
SmackDown, it just gets worse. I'm not going to lie to you. The whole Diva situation just gets even worse over. Not that, again, SmackDown even really matters all that much. But
except
let me just
for the main event of SmackDown this week, which I encourage everyone to watch.
Yeah.
I won't.
Because it's the New Day.
Yeah, it's worth looking into.
That's about that's all you need to
I
see.
Don't want to fast forward through the show. It takes too much of my time.
On SmackDown, there is another Divas match with Charlotte having Becky on the outside against Alicia with the other two Bellas. Well, the only two Bellas. Alicia's not a Bella, damn it. She may be part of the team, but she's not. So singles match, Charlotte and Alicia Fox. Charlotte wins, but after the match, the Bellas start a beatdown on the other two, and Paige comes out and saves them. I just wanted the audio's not going to show it, but the video is going to be so great for that.
I don't even react because I fucking know, because of course.
Now, I will say that after that, apparently Paige told them that she was going to do everything she could to make it up to them and that she felt so bad. Part of the reason, apparently, was that she was hiding the fact that she'd knocked Natalya's ass out and locked her in her locker room.
Oh, okay.
And they sort of show that in the background, that she's, like, closing the door.
I thought
of
something totally different.
There. So at least there's something to it. It's not a total reversal of the angle, but yeah, it's, yeah.
I'm going in a totally different image of when you're trying to explain something to me.
Okay.
When you're...
Please,
this podcast
do tell.
About to go not safe for work.
Yes, because when you're telling me, I'm thinking of, I go back when Paige is like, I'm going to make it up to you, and then I'm thinking sorority submission, and then I got all these other images in my head of her locking him in the closet,
closing,
and she's telling me, I just got so many other images going to my head that are much better than what's going on at SmackDown.
Not
yeah,
saying much.
Sure. speaking, though, of quick angle turnarounds and things that probably weren't supposed to happen. In fact, now we know, as of today, things that weren't supposed to happen as quick as they did. How about that Summer Rae and Rusev breakup? Son of a bitch.
I didn't watch it. Because
I didn't realize.
I was watching the Dolph Ziggler thing. Oh, man. And the fact that nobody has referenced Dolph Ziggler online in a while, I'm like, okay, well, that's definitely just...
I think they're just hoping you'll forget.
Yeah.
So it started with...
I mean, let's take it back a little
bit. Because Lana also hasn't been on TV.
Right. No, she broke surgery. Her hand. She had that hand injury from something in NXT. I think she was training
NXT. It was that night where she gave Summer Rae the black eye on SmackDown or something.
Is that it? She broke it
then? She smacked her so hard she broke her hand.
Well, all right then. That's pretty intense.
Go Lana.
Yeah, so in any case, she was out because of that, and they were trying to downplay her involvement. There was obviously at some point in time going to be a bit of a reversal with all they've done with Summer Rae and Ziggler. But over the weekend, TMZ broke the news. TMZ being sort of a like pseudo-partner of WWE. They're okay with them breaking news about their stars, except when it doesn't fit their storylines, because Lana and Rusev are engaged in reality now as of the weekend. So with that broken, apparently Vince McMahon was super pissed that got out as quickly as it did.
Why do they care?
Well, because they want to drag this storyline out for another 6 months.
But we
got to get it to WrestleMania.
But
this is a money match.
On their fucking Twitter and Instagram, they make it known all the time on fucking Lana's Twitter. She'll show pictures of her and
Rusev. Yeah,
Rusev
at
a fucking hockey game.
Fucking the Bellas. Like everyone knows that. Yeah.
They're sucking other dudes' dicks.
Whoa!
I don't know about that one.
You're the only one who knows that. What, do you got something to tell us about?
Like everyone knows that, like the top two faces of the company are dating the top heels of the Divas division.
Yeah.
Unless for the week that they decide they need to be faces, and then they acknowledge.
And then they
it.
Are because so, again, heels and faces don't matter.
I don't understand how WWE gives a shit.
Yeah.
About people knowing
I don't even.
That,
I guess it's just Vince because that's all I've seen is that Vince is the one who's super.
Well, Vince still
lives
in the 1980s. Oh yeah, Twitter's not in the 80s.
I was gonna say,
yet.
Is this his dementia breaking out
it
now that
be.
He forgets that like everyone knows that these are actors and roles?
Like it's a social media world. Everybody's gonna fucking know. He knows this.
Remember when Zeb Coulter and Jack Swagger cut the promo on Glenn Beck as like Jake Hagar and Dutch Mantel?
Yeah,
that's not his real name. I know, but
it was great though.
It's like I don't.
Yep. So, in any case, they did everything they could on Monday to mitigate the damage by dumping out of that storyline as quick as they could. Rusev and Summer Rae are broken up. That's all done. It's all over and done with now. And reportedly, by the time they bring Lana back, she's going to be a face, I guess. And Rusev's going to be a face. And I guess Summer Rae's a heel because of reasons now.
Well, and also,
I mean, with that
you
face,
know,
you
and
should
then
be a heel.
Happy engagement, you just lost in 3 minutes to nobody.
Yeah, so Rusev goes from, let's go back to WrestleMania. Again, prior to WrestleMania,
I'm going to do you a favor here.
Okay.
I'm going to do you a favor, and then this is we're just going to let this happen. Remember how much rub and how strong Rusev looks when he got pinned when he tapped out to Cena.
John Cena was really giving him the old
boy, he sure did
the old heave-ho of the main event.
Am I getting attacked right now?
He sure did.
It really worked.
His ex standing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his career skyrocketed straight to the top.
You can't
that
tell me
Rusev
at that
kid.
Point in time when it was happening that wasn't a legitimate thought. Fuck all
For
y'all.
Who? For what?
For,
I don't even,
for who?
I don't even know. I don't even know what you're getting at. I understand that it could have worked, and I said that
except
at the time.
It hasn't
except
a single
hasn't.
Time because they've tried it over and over and over again.
Right. We had the same thing rinse and repeat with Kevin Owens 2 months later.
And Wade Barrett. And Damian Sandow.
Yeah, I'm just thinking with Cena specifically
that's
early on.
So
oh,
am
yeah,
I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
years
am I.
Ago. I thought you meant this year.
No,
I'm with you.
No, yeah. In the past years.
Nexus, done.
It's always just like, oh, no, but the young upstart. They're just going to get this great rub from working with Cena.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter that they lose.
Well, you remember when he fought Ziggler on Monday night, right? It was a great match until AA out of nowhere done. Thanks for coming. Over. What the hell, man?
So is he Shawn Michaels now, by the way?
I will say I'm...
Who got Ziggler? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going full Michaels.
I am
going to
completely...
Full HBK.
I'm going to completely 180 on you, though.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that because it's clearly setting up for a larger angle.
No, I just mean literally just the ending of the match is what pissed me off. I don't like the idea of the AA as a RKO style finisher. That just doesn't sit right with me. And that's how most of his matches end. They go this now anyway. For the longest time, the AA was useless through the mid part of the year. That was a transitional move. He's never going to get the pin off of it, but he might get a long two count. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh crap, did we make Cena look weak in a little bit of a way? Shit. All right, better have him get 16 wins with the AA in a row. Every time, even though he's just gone, 20 minutes with somebody who's taking him to the limit. Hey, I don't know where it's done. Thanks for coming.
Has he stopped doing the springboard stunner, though? I haven't seen it.
You know what? I will give him credit. I have not seen that fucking springboard stunner.
And now that I said
in about a month.
He's going to hit
now
like two consecutive ones.
It's just like when you thought Ace was here. Somewhere, Cena's like, Springboard Stunner. Shit, did I stop doing that? Better get back to that. Someone out there really wants to see me do that. So anyway, speaking of Cena.
Some child.
Let's jump out. Some child was just on something shiny and is going to run toward it.
Like, my dying wish is that you'll stop using that fucking move. Because it's awful.
I got to do it for the kids, man.
Was that your child voice?
It was my dying child voice.
It's like a creepy molester voice.
You got to be real specific.
It's the same kind of deal.
It's a similar idea. Let's jump out of Raw for a second. And as we're talking about Cena, I guess you guys may have heard that he is taking some extended time off.
Yeah, but they've been saying that for like, I've seen that on Reddit like 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
I heard that, and then I thought with the whole Dolph Ziggler and Nikki Bella thing on Total Divas, if this just doesn't have something to do with that, playing into a storyline later on.
That's been the question. Like you said, Ace, I've been seeing this floating all around. From what I understand, the last time that I saw anything, it's supposed to be post Hell in a Cell. After Hell in a Cell, he's taking time off, which leads credence to the idea that he might drop the U.S. title to somebody there, even though they haven't set up a match for that yet. The bigger question is, what for? Because, yeah, that's been the deal. He's not telling anybody. He's tight-lipped about it. Any of the talent that have asked him about it, supposedly he's told them that he's keeping it quiet, but that when they find out what it is, they'll understand and they'll believe that it was a good thing.
The Marine Six.
Yeah, well, no, I just said they would believe it's a good thing.
Oh.
It's a good idea to
so
do
So he's
anything.
Getting married.
Well, that was my thought. That was my immediate thought was he's going to get married. He's going to – this is the worst kept secret in WWE at this point, that sooner or later it's going to happen. But apparently 411 earlier today had a bit of a story where he's supposedly going to be working with Fox on a new reality show, like a fitness reality show, and that he was apparently going to do something with that. Don't strain yourself.
I will request
Don't
to work.
I think
yourself.
Zach just came through.
I will request to work every night.
Why would it? He's not going to be there. He's not going to be like down the hall getting coffee.
No, what I'm saying is I don't have cable. So if I work that shift, I can be like.
Oh, so you can watch it.
Yeah. Oh,
well, you could.
And
you could
I will.
Do that.
I will literally make a message of all of us in this room, and I will message you guys every time John Cena does something awesome.
Oh no, I'll delete you.
Yeah, I'll delete you.
I'll block you. Full blown.
Well, I'll just tweet at Cena.
That'll happen. Yeah, that'll go. So in any case, that's the new rumor, is that he's apparently going to be working with Fox on some sort of reality show and that he would be back right before the end of the year. I don't know that I believe that.
What was his basis
though.
On his feud with The Rock?
Oh, yeah, he's not a part-timer. I'll take that time off.
Is that The Rock left to do other things?
To go do some outside
The Rock
stuff?
Left and never came back for a long time.
Well, what are you talking about? Did you not hear what The Rock said? The Rock never left. He's still there now.
The Rock's always there. The Rock will, when you need him, The Rock will be there.
The Rock leaves and makes actual movies.
It's true. John Cena shows up in that. And has anybody seen Trainwreck? Is this thing any good?
I heard it's really funny. When it
I've
comes
heard
out,
amazing
really...
things about Trainwreck. That's
what I've heard. I've also heard really that good. It is not marketed correctly.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going in expecting it to be this, like, Amy Schumer laugh riot, you know?
Right. Well, it is her first, like,
Bill
big
Hader.
Movie. And you got Judd Apatow behind it.
I can't think
it,
of
so.
Bridesmaids. It's supposed to be like a Bridesmaids type comedy when in actuality it is kind of a stone cold bummer.
Yeah. Well, you got Colin Quinn right at the beginning. Basically, what was the deal from the trailer with the monogamy's not realistic or something to that effect? So that's a shame.
Apparently, it's actually more about dealing with your parent having a terminal illness.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Huh. I still watch it.
Trainwreck was the trailer marketing theme.
So, exactly. So she grows up, you know, you can never trust a man. Monogamy is not realistic.
Yeah.
And then, like, and her adult life is her, like, dealing with losing her father. Because he's, like, got some, I don't remember which disease it was. Yeah. So
I gotta
Is
see
John
thing.
Cena still in it, though?
I mean,
John Cena is still...
So I will be watching it.
I think they just added him to the trailers. Like,
I think they gave him, like, a slight homosexual feel to his character, though. Because from everything I've heard, because all my friends that have watched it have been like, John Cena's character is amazing. He's hilarious. And, like, even Amy Schumer said in, like, interviews, she's like, it sucks because people like me and Bill Hader have had to work to be funny our whole lives, and John Cena and LeBron James come in and are just fucking hilarious right off the bat.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I could see John Cena being a decent human being.
I think I think
it's,
we all know somebody in our real life, though, at least one or two people who are just, they're just good at everything. Give them, like, 5 minutes with anything, and they're good with it instantly. Like, I can't be the only one. I feel like I'm getting stared
But that's
down.
How we feel about you.
Hunter. Oh, shit.
I should have seen that coming.
No, literally. All right, I'll give you a good example of when it's not me. Literally, the other day, we had a client in who brought in, you know, these little standing scooter things? Looks like a Segway, but without the pole you stand on it and ride around.
A hoverboard.
Yeah. So this guy brings one in, and he's like, everybody's got to try it. You got to try this thing.
Is he still here?
And, like, literally, it was like 4 days ago. No,
yeah, so
it wasn't.
Did you trap him? Like... Is he in the closet with Natalia?
Around. So everybody's trying the thing. Nobody can do it. And they're like, you got to do it. I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm thinking in my head, like, all right, I got pretty good balance. No, hell no. No, I almost died like three different times that day. And after about the third time, I went, nope, I'm not meant for this. When the revolution comes, I will not be, I'll be left behind. There's no way. Mike Rennick, on the other hand, who I'm convinced just picked up a guitar and was like, yeah, I know how to do this. Walks up and he goes, yeah, I'll give it a try. Hops up on it. And within, like, he's a little unsteady. Like, the third time that he gets back on it, he's, like, literally doing down the flips. Hallway. Yeah, checking his email, like, not even thinking about where he's going. Somebody says his name, turns around on it, like, spins it around. Yeah, I'm sorry, what's up? Fucking, ah! So, anyway, that's how I think John Cena probably is to a lot of his coworkers. He's one of those guys who, you know, somebody throws him three balls, he's like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. He just starts juggling. I've never done this. It's crazy, isn't it?
Now I miss Mr. Perfect.
Oh, aww. Yeah. Oh, give me a break,
but we
man.
Have Curtis at...
No. Don't say
Axel
it.
Mace.
Don't say
can't
it.
Can't say that one either.
No, you definitely can't say that one.
That one even
they
affected.
Coming for you.
That even affected Damian Sandow's nickname on Up, Up, Down, Down.
Yeah.
Because he was. They just called him Mr. Mandow.
Yeah.
And then he became like Dazzle or Sparkle or something like that.
Oh, jeez. All right. What else happened on Raw? The Dudleys were certainly there.
On the Lumberjack match.
They got it.
Well, No, they fought the Ascension.
They got it
in about a minute.
That was on Hulu.
And that's well, that's because it.
That's true. It wasn't
because the 30-second commercial break covered it.
when they came back, the last
I don't
two
have
bells,
commercials on
like,
Hulu.
Bell was ringing for the last two times. Oh,
the I mean that one makes sense. It's just a little squash match because
sure.
They're facing New Day, so it's like build up the
right.
Challenger to.
Right after that, though, what the hell did Neville do? Did he spit in Vince McMahon's eye or something? Like what happened?
I think
finally
he pissed
in his Cheerios.
Oh, it's fucking ridiculous, man. They had this tag match with him and Cesaro against Baron and Sheamus. Baron and Sheamus win, which at the end of the day is fine, I guess. But over, I mean, are we really, I guess there's not really a great option there because we don't want Cesaro pinned any more than he has been, dropping one to the Big Show a couple of weeks ago. And then turn right around, the same thing with Neville. By the way, that same match happens again on SmackDown. Same outcome. Literally the same outcome. Why even? They may as well just show like a long replay of the
Maybe that's
match.
What they did, and the person like covering the spoilers was confused.
They forgot to point out, actually, we watched that whole thing on the Titantron the whole time. It never actually happened in the ring. Jeez. What else? We've talked about Roman Reigns and Rusev. Kevin Owens fucked up Kalisto, because of course he did, and that's exactly how that should have gone
See,
down.
But that's another one where...
What happened? I didn't see this.
Kevin Owens beat Kalisto.
Yeah. Well, I thought you meant like he injured him.
No, he just...
He's
actually,
it
was a
when you say he fucked
match.
Up, he fucked him up. I assume he broke his leg or his neck, or he did the package pile driver.
I'm sure he wanted to.
He just threw him around like a toy.
Yeah, pretty much. Honestly, it was a decent little match, all things considered.
Well, I mean, and so was his one with Sin Cara.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So, but again, this is kind of my.
Kevin
they don't
Owens.
Know what the fuck to do with him.
Yeah.
What's Kevin Owens' story right now?
Yeah.
Without nothing. Using the word Intercontinental Champion.
He has a belt.
He wrestles good.
Yeah.
he's good wrestling guy.
So I don't. Also, one thing that I want to point out before we get to the main event,
yeah.
If you want to get to the main event, because I think that's all that's left, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hell in the Cell is not this coming Sunday. It's next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
25th.
Okay. What has been the build for Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar?
Hell.
Yeah, nothing. Really outside
No. There's been two video packages.
Okay. Undertaker is from hell and Brock Lesnar is going to hell.
And Brock Lesnar broke the streak. It's all about the streak, is what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah. How many times do we need to see? I mean, I understand this was a pivotal moment. This was a huge moment in WWE history, but how many times?
It's like they realize, like, oh, well, we can't stretch this all the way to WrestleMania, so... Fuck it. Early lunch.
Better.
Early lunch.
Get done now. Throw it out there and move on.
It
has been pretty disappointing, all things considered. At the end of the, I guess it was last week's Raw, at the end of the Heyman and Brock segment at the beginning, I mean, really, we're going to trot the Big Show out again? I know we just did the Madison Square Garden thing. I get it. But why? Why do we have to continually be subject to random people being inserted into these feuds? Just
because
to keep
it's
it
impressive. Because you don't remember it. Wouldn't it be neat to see Brock Lesnar pick up Big Show?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be neat to see Brock Lesnar and Undertaker in Hell in a Cell? That's never happened. Wait a second.
I know.
My God, it really has. No, that was Biker Taker. It doesn't count, man.
But so, like, the whole...
Oh, I fucking love
that
Biker
Taker. That was the American
Taker
Badass, not the Dead Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no,
totally different.
But it was Dead Man Inc.
Dead Man Inc.
Yeah,
definitely. It was his yard.
Well, he lost the ink.
Big Red Devil. What was it? Big Evil.
Big Evil.
Oh, God. Give me a break.
He's the big dog.
The only person that liked that Undertaker.
No, I actually did.
No, no, no. Oh, okay. Yeah,
it also brought in one of my all-time favorite entrance musics of that Dead Man Walking, You're Going Down.
Oh, yeah, that was such a good one. Because Roland did so well.
I think everybody for a minute went, wait a minute, Limp Bizkit?
No, no.
That's
no,
what
no,
I thought.
No, no, no. No, heel, biker, Undertaker, I will put as just as entertaining as any other point of Undertaker's career.
Yeah, totally.
And I'll fight a man for it. No, probably not. I don't care that much.
You don't have to. I think we're all with
you. No, you're right there. I see you.
So, I feel like it's okay. Yeah, the main event. Because what can you say really? What can you say about Kane?
What was the main event?
It was Kane and the Lumberjack match. Monster Kane, which by the way is decidedly a different person from Corporate Kane. And don't tell anybody else that that's not the case. You can't do it.
The way I read this is they made it seem like because at the very beginning, Corporate Kane makes the match, and it's Seth Rollins versus Kane.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Triple H isn't there, so they're like, "Oh, you can't wrestle him."
Yes,
like, "Oh no, I'm not."
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
He's facing Kane.
Yeah, I'll find a suitable replacement.
It seemed like they were very trying to make that a surprise. That you thought it was going to be Corporate Kane? It's Demon Kane.
Yeah, the vacuum of silence in the Allstate Arena when he came out was real sad. Honestly, it is because I know you're a huge Kane fan.
I am.
And my buddy Jake, who was here last week, is a huge Kane
fan. I really hope he wins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really hope he wins.
So, but it just, like you said, they really tried to play it up as like, oh, surely it's not going to be Demon Kane. Oh, it's Demon Kane. It's like, because, of course it's Demon Kane. Why would it be
Heath Slater?
Anybody else?
Speaking of which, have you been watching like the backstage videos of Heath Slater trying to get the U.S. Open Challenge?
I've been wondering about
so
that.
Fucking amazing.
We asked about this last time. How come the New Day came out that one time, and then today he went out to the truck?
Yeah, so you're the only one, man. Catch us
up because I love Heath Slater so much. Whenever they dropped Jinder and Drew Galloway, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, yeah.
And then kept the fucking Matadors. I was enraged because, like, you could have gotten rid of those two. But anyway, what it was is the first one, whenever the trombone Cena theme, you see he's not in Gorilla because you can see the crowd, but he's, like, behind the crowd. And he's like, oh, man, my music's going to hit the second. He's like, oh, I'm so ready. And he's expecting his music to hit, and then the trombone happens. He's like, what the hell? And then this week, he's, like, going into the production truck, singing his theme. He's like, the second I hear da 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 da, I better hear what man bang. Like, he's going ape shit in the production truck.
Yeah.
So it's gonna, unless he goes, I kind of want him to win the title at Hell in the Cell. I just want it to be Heath Slater.
But
it's not gonna happen.
No, see, but
that's
not the thing, is it's like, it's entertaining and it's for people like us.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
People on Raw still have no idea who Heath Slater is.
No.
But this is the kind of thing that they will eventually mention in like 2 months. Cena's still got the title. Like, Heath Slater finally comes out. I was like, Michael Cole will know what's going on. JBL will do nothing but shit on him because who is this guy? I don't know what's going on, Michael. And then Cole will just be like, oh, he's been trying to make his way to the ring for months now.
Yeah,
isn't it funny? Oh, he lost already. Okay.
No, it's. Are we done? We're done. Okay, that's a shame.
I will say,
I like
Heath Slater.
Can you just be JBL for the rest of the show? I think we all appreciated that more than you realized.
Moving on.
We got us a fun. Anyway.
He even dropped a 3MB reference on Up, Up, Down, Down.
Really?
Yeah, because nice. It was him versus Jack Swagger, a.k.a. Yeah. Oklahoma, in their Madden tournament.
That's great.
And he said something along the lines of, oh, yeah, reminds me of when I had a band. And then he gets legitimately dejected for just a split second.
You hear the Incredible Hulk walking away music.
Yeah. Na, na, na,
na. That's funny. That's good stuff. Unfortunately, it's not good enough to keep the Raw ratings up where anybody gives a shit. I don't know if you guys have taken a look at the numbers, but they're not great. This past Monday's episode is a new record low for the company.
See, but
I can't see why when they have all these innovative segments.
And creative storylines and interesting new...
They
characters.
Can't be that surprised because, one, it's a subpar product, which they will never acknowledge. But, two, they have playoff baseball and Monday Night Football.
Yes, it is worth acknowledging they drew a 3.2 million viewers was the total number, a 1.10 rating in their standard demo, 18 to 49. Those are down 3% and 2% from the week prior. But, again, the lowest number in years outside of any holiday episodes. But, like you said, Asa, they were fighting Monday Night Football, two MLB games. They also lost to SportsCenter and Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Well,
so...
My question is,
I mean, I know what I was watching.
I know, considering the fact that this is playoff season with baseball, and a lot of people are going to watch it, especially with football, but does that also take into consideration with people who watch on Hulu?
Mm-mm.
Like,
no,
us?
That's strictly,
no, that's strictly
like, what,
TV.
It's like Nielsen. I don't know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, they can still look bad on TV ratings, but for me and Dalton who watch it the very next day, the very next morning, I mean, do they get...
Yeah, this is only indicative of immediate live viewers. Okay.
And that's a real problem that a lot of places have, or a lot of networks and shows have, is because while they're not drawing the TV market, like, they're still, like, wildly successful on, like, Hulu, or, like, when the season goes up on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, the TV industry itself just hasn't really found a way to really...
To aggregate those numbers.
Like on CBS, I know Big Bang Theory is one of their biggest shows on there, and they get a big rating. But if you don't have cable, you can get the CBS app, and you can watch it live on your phone or tablet as it's airing, and that doesn't go into consideration for what the ratings are.
No, not yet. Well, it's the same thing that the music industry is slowly but surely figuring out, but for the longest time, they would gauge album sales strictly on CD sales, and when this was already... iTunes and everything else had already taken off, digital downloads were, that's where everything was coming. So when we're only grading CD sales, you're not going to even have a remotely indicative
That's like why whenever you hear, like, so-and-so had the top-selling album since the 70s.
Right.
It's because they...
Nobody buys albums.
They don't keep that...
It's kind of like when WWE says, this DVD was the number one sport DVD.
Well, how
I'm
many
pretty sure
released?
It's the only fucking sport DVD there is.
Yeah.
Well, when you're the only people that release a sports TV every week and everybody else has one at the end of every fucking season.
How's that Sting DVD doing? It's the best in the business, man. What else is in the business? Nobody. It's just us.
Who was the second place? Huh?
It was. Yeah, there's a second.
The one we released last week?
Yeah, we're not worried about that
one
anymore.
We're in the top five spots, man. It's killing it.
SmackDown, I don't want to go through all this too hardcore, because, I mean, again, there's just not much to even fool with. I'll just give you the matches. Roman Reigns beat Bo Dallas, because, duh.
Bullshit.
Again, Barrett and Sheamus. Calm down. It's going to be okay. Barrett and Sheamus beat Cesaro and Neville. I mentioned that before. Owens beat... Oh, no. Shannon's gone, and he's still going to be disappointed. Owens beat Zack Ryder.
Fuck you.
Good.
He's going to be excited, because that means Zack Ryder's going to be on
TV
SmackDown
somewhere. At least he can watch.
They're going to make it a dark match.
Ziggler beat Rusev. Summer Rae was the special guest referee, which I have to imagine they probably planned as a pay-per-view match somewhere along the next 2 years. They were going to drag the story out, so they went ahead and put it on SmackDown, made it happen, and there you go. Now, here's what's interesting. After that match, Summer cut a promo, said that Lana and Rusev did her and Ziggler dirty, and that she wanted to be with him. Ziggler said no dice. He said, quote, when it comes to those kinds of games, I'm not playing them, and left.
About damn time.
I guess.
The end.
The end. And they all lived happily ever after in the mid-card, because who gave a shit?
Yep.
I just, Strowman and Luke Harper beat the primetime players again. Of course they did. We mentioned the Divas match. And then, yeah, the main event was the Dudley Boys and Dean Ambrose against the New Day, and Dudley's and Ambrose won by DQ. So.
Because New Day fucked up all their shit.
Damn right they did. That's the best part. I wanted to let you say that, and I knew you would. Ambrose didn't even really attempt to do any saving at the end. He just kind of
tried, and apparently he got laid out on the outside.
It didn't work so well.
And then, so to send the crowd home, crowd home happy,
here we go.
They sent out Wyatt again, and then they did, I guess, an impromptu. Did they do even a dark match, or was it just a? But either way, Reigns and Ambrose stood over the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
And
that was
their
way to wrap it all up. Zach sums up all of our, most of our thoughts.
Dude, I'm just waiting for the NXT part of the show.
The only thing that I had that was not, we'll get to that later. All right, let's talk NXT.
Well, I
just watched it before you got here.
I read what happened, I think, on last night's episode with the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, that was it.
I thought James Storm was coming out
next
with
this
one. Next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they take three shows at a time.
See, I knew they did that.
He's in the middle one.
I just remember, because I wasn't sure which one. That,
yeah, he's in the one that'll air next
Wednesday.
I love
Wednesday. James Storm.
Me too. Oh, yeah. And I've been saying since this podcast started, whenever he got released from TNA, and I was like, wouldn't it be great if WWE signs him? Wouldn't it be great? It'd be awesome. He's a great tag team, great singles.
Storm was in NXT in September. I mean, in TNA back in September.
Yeah, he was on the September 30th episode.
Yeah,
but
he's in the.
I mean, there was the rumors. There was that weird turmoil phase where it's like him and Magnus both left.
But
then Magnus was just on GFW and was still on.
GFW and TNA now have a deal.
Yeah.
But my thing was, is like, I was pissed off last week because the one day I take off for the podcast, they fucking signed the guy I've been wanting them to sign for 6 months.
Well, now let's be clear though, because that came out between the last show and this one. They didn't actually sign James
Storm. It was just
has like a working vocal deal with them to come and do some stuff occasionally. But there's
that's good enough for me because didn't Joe have the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Joe actually has signed a deal now, if I understand correctly. Well, it's an NXT deal.
They signed his deal immediately after they released his shirt.
Yeah.
When they came out, and they like immediately sold out.
I was going to say, because immediately it was gone.
Oh, we're going to make money from you. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and...
Let's get a contract going.
But yeah, the way I understand it is he has an NXT deal so that he can fill out the rest of his obligations.
Right.
And then after that, it could be a...
Exclusive.
NXT or there's... You know, room for him to move up into
the main roster, right?
And I'm okay with him not debuting this week because this week they had the debut of Nia Jax. Dude, I'm in love with her. She's my new favorite diva.
Can you imagine what she would look like in an actual outfit?
Yeah, that I'll be honest with you, man. That was a little
instead of the Ginyu Force.
Yeah,
like...
that it was.
I liked it. I thought she was very attractive.
It's not what you told me, Zach.
I didn't know enough about her.
I did.
First of all, I knew was that she was related to The Rock in some way. Again, so I knew she was.
She's Samoan. Everybody's went to The Rock.
Of course, yeah. If they're Samoan, one way or another. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, you know, they've made that look work for a bunch of other girls. Like I should say, they've made ring attire work for a bunch of other girls mm-hmm. who were larger.
That
I mean,
just like, yeah.
Yeah, from Awesome Kong to Havoc. Was that her name in TNA? Is that who I'm thinking of? Karma Mask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was.
Yeah. What's up with the jumpsuit, man? Because it's so distracting. Like, it does.
Maybe that was. Maybe who?
It might have been hers.
Might have been hers.
Sure, yeah.
No,
but I mean,
because, like, there are.
She's a WWE product.
Though. There's pictures of her, like, in other attire where that looks way better.
Yeah.
No, I did see it in a different look, too, and I was Googling her, you know, trying to figure out what it's coming from. Have you seen a picture of her with Eva Marie in the past couple weeks?
Nope.
Her and Eva Marie, I guess, on like independent
house shows.
In house shows.
House show dates.
For NXT. I guess those two were teaming up, and I'm already like, I was like, I'm a huge Nia Jax fan. I look her up, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out.
Well, like,
she's, I mean, WWE only has so many thoughts for different types of characters just purely based on your appearance. Nia Jax is a bodyguard. Get ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
She's female Diesel.
It's happening. Well, no, Tamina's got that locked.
I was going to say that.
She's Tyrus.
Oh, okay.
There.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You
know it. It's what's going to happen.
Now you say it, yeah.
I don't know if you guys recorded a show since it came out, but like there was like the leaked report that WWE is now looking for any other on-screen role for Eva Marie other than wrestler.
Yeah, we talked briefly about it last
week.
How about
fired?
Yeah, that would be nice.
That'd be a
only,
good one.
Unfortunately... who did watch NXT? Is it just me and you? Okay, so we all three
watched
NXT.
Like,
yeah.
I read what happened. Where
so
I missed you all.
Yeah, she was in France. That's all. She'll be back.
That was
actually
a terrible
filming
promo.
Total Divas was the deal. They were filming some episode and she couldn't be there. But yeah, they started the show. They started the last night's episode of NXT with pretty much saying, it ain't going to be Eva Marie because it's going to be Alexa Bliss.
Right.
So that was pretty fun.
I was much happy to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Much happy.
And it was a pretty great... promo from her from the beginning too, because Alexa played it up as though she was just there to congratulate her. And I thought it was interesting that they continually use Blake and Murphy. Like, they actually use them as a team. It would have been plenty easy to just send Alexa out there and have her do her thing.
I legitimately, this entire time that I've been thinking about what happened on NXT and like when I was reading it
mm-hmm.
this morning, I have been reading it and thinking of the Major Brothers. Every single time that I think Blake and Murphy,
wrong.
I think the Major
pretty,
Brothers.
They're pretty
I would
similar.
Never do a disservice to Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins.
I think of them as the shitty rockers. Like, the second I saw them, I was like, oh, man, I wonder which one's going to... Oh, they're both going to
be
Marty Majority.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was or where I read it, but the Dubstep Cowboys.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one.
Yeah, no, they did a good job where they kind of, like, stepped...
Continually kept Bayley from getting anywhere near Alexa after she ripped off the title. Yeah, that mm-hmm. was... I really enjoyed that they work really well as a team, so...
The one thing I hate, and it's been... Because I've been watching NXT for 2 years, like, right when Sami Zayn was, like, contending against Bo Dallas...
Mm-hmm.
is they've always made Bayley look like she's not good enough to mm-hmm. be the champion, which back in the day you could do because you had a lot more talented wrestlers.
You had
like,
a deeper roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you have Alexa Bliss being like, oh, you're not meant to be this thing. Even though you had that fucking barn burner of a 30-minute match last week, you're not
better
than
have
to
die soon.
They did the same thing with Daniel Bryan. They did the same thing to him even after he beat Triple H at WrestleMania. And
not good enough.
Yeah. Right.
Which, again, then we'll have to go back to wrestling isn't wrestling from Max Landis. The reasoning for that was Triple H 100%. He was never going to let that die as long as Daniel Bryan was even remotely on his radar. The NXT one, though, with Bayley is a little weird. It's interesting that and it is a very, very similar, like, parallel type of.
Well, and it is kind of a wrestling trope of the underdog finally gets the big win, and the only place that they know to go is to try to. The bad guy tries to underscore the credibility of it.
Right, but it's...
So I don't think it's a bad thing.
Not necessarily, but it is a little glaring when it's Alexa Bliss. I mean, Alexa's great, don't get me wrong, but, like, what has she done? I kind of kept waiting for Bayley to be like, who the fuck is this kid? Yeah, exactly.
I think it would be better if they would have... I like Alexa Bliss. It would probably work better if it was against, like, Dana Brooke or somebody. Dana Brooke didn't lose to Asuka last week. Mm-hmm. She can come out and she can give off that presence of, I can whoop your
just
ass.
Kind of,
kind
of more of a bully vibe to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dana Brooke is in a weird ass coma, or not coma, but she's in a thing where she believes that she beat Asuka.
Yeah. You know what I thought was interesting, too, though, that you said that about Bayley constantly looking like the underdog and how WWE does that. I have to say, I think Bayley does a little bit of that herself, too, though. Have you ever watched closely her facial expressions? I don't think she knows how to look angry when she's not in a match. Because the whole time that she was being berated by Alexa Bliss...
She looks sad.
She looks sad.
Like the underdog.
And it worked for so long, but like now we got to start trying some new stuff. Because
that was the other thing. I didn't like that she said it, and then I didn't like Bayley's reaction to it. Because it's like, get pissed off. She took your belt.
You're not good enough. Yeah.
You can kick those two guys in the dick. They're not going to hit back.
Right.
I'm going to disagree with you on this. But I like the way it was, because if you... I know this is a totally different thing to look at, but if you look into... Like, when you go back to high school or something, or middle school, if you get bullied and somebody takes your thing from you, and you're going to be like, you want to get mad, but you know that you can't do anything because there are two people who's going to guard them, and you want to look like the underdog.
I kind of agree with that, too. And at the same time, like, the sadness is because, I mean, maybe she is doing it intentionally where she's questioning,
I think she is.
Like, where she's questioning it.
Herself,
like,
instantly.
Just, it's like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, what if she's not wrong?
It's just so tough, though, coming off of not just the match from the last week, but the fact that they opened the show with the recap, and of course it ends with the huge recap and the main event and the big win, and it's so emotional and everything. Smash cut to Bayley looking sad.
Well, and then, I mean, also, not...
It's the proximity of it that
bothers. With it being NXT, I'll be willing to give them the credit of, won't it be a great moment where she actually does finally, outside of the ring, stand up for herself,
right,
and then really kind of, especially if they keep that going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the next time someone tries to come at her...
Yeah, definitely.
I will say, I just had a thought, though, which maybe they've already done it because I haven't read any of the spoilers for the upcoming tapings, but if Alexa Bliss has the major breath... Damn it.
BM.
I don't think
the Dubstep Cowboys. Are they going to give... It makes sense to have Bayley get teamed up with someone.
Right.
So all I know is Carmella's out. So Bayley coming out with Enzo and Cass to kind
of
even the score.
That'd be a hell of a combo.
I'd be like them doing like I just pick. All I really want is for Cass to do the like inflatable wavy arms thing
because he's as tall as one.
Because you
so
can't
you might
teach
well.
That.
They put
you
those shitty ass goatees on him. Oh, that would be so great.
I will say that I would appreciate that a lot more than going with the I guess more obvious option of the vaudevillains. I love the vaudevillains. Don't get me wrong, but that match they had on NXT was snooze city.
Well, and later on in the show too, it seemed like they. They actually have something they're going to be working with against the mechanics.
Yeah,
Dawson and Wilder.
Yeah, Dash Wilder. I had to think of the greatest name in NXT.
I was reading the names because those guys and the people that they beat in the match, I didn't know which one was which.
Yeah, Sawyer Fulton and
D'Angelo Dawkins.
D'Angelo Dawkins, there you go.
You know the more entertaining part of that match is how that one dude from the vaudevillains, I don't know his name, the one who actually looks like he's from that
Simon Gotch? With the mustache?
Yeah. How he fucking... Did you see him sit in the turbo with both his legs?
Oh, jump up and
knee. Yeah, that was just...
That's just part of his entrance.
I've never seen it, and so I was like...
It's a squat. It's like a Hindu squat or something like that. I can't remember what that's called, but that's a thing. That's like an exercise.
All I did was just stare, and he's like, that's pretty cool. And then the whole match, I'm like...
How did he do that?
Okay.
Oh, it's over. Oh, that happened. Yeah, those guys, you talk about somebody committing to the damn gimmick.
One who doesn't fully look like it, though.
Aiden English?
I liked his original gimmick more.
The sort of artist, the director, he sang
like a parody of a show to Into the Ring. I love that so more. I thought they wasted him.
He had the scarf and the beret
all that. I still love him. I love them together.
Oh, I like him, too. I just, that one, when you compare two people together, when they're side by side, When they're separate, they look okay. But when you put them side by side, that one dude looks like he literally came out of that era, and this other dude looks like he just like, I want to go back to that era. No. And he doesn't know how to get there.
He's cosplaying as, as an actual.
Eventually, he'll want to go home, and I can just tag a ride.
Right. Yeah. I'm coming along. So in any case, you go on to the main event. I mean, they really only had the three matches on. No. We talked about Nia Jax briefly.
Yeah.
But,
I think we're going to main event. I wanted to say something on that.
Yeah, so the main event was the Battle Royal with pretty much everybody else on the roster for a title shot. And I did like that throughout the night they cut back to some real brief promos from the more entertaining and more personable people that they could go to.
Right.
And then Rhino was also there. But
I was the last ECW champion. That was almost 20 years ago.
I started to say a long-ass time ago.
I like Rhino. We've been expecting Samoa Joe to go heel on Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut that promo, and he's like, this is how we're going to do it. And I was like, okay, so is he, after Regal came out and said,
Regal came across more as a heel in that promo than Joe did.
And that's what I was like. I was like, so is he not a heel? And so then they go and have the match, and later on, the crowd wants Tyler Breeze to win. Tyler Breeze causes Samoa Joe to lose, and then the crowd, like, thank you, Tyler. And then I'm like, okay, he didn't come into this match as a heel. But next week, something, or in the next couple weeks, he's definitely going to be the heel. He's going to attack somebody.
I kind of have a problem
over.
With shut the fuck up, NXT Full Sail.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my first note. Fuck the NXT crowd.
Like, because don't get me wrong, like, I agree with you. I think Joe is going to be a heel.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the slow burn because that's what I feel like this is going to be something
that. We're fast forwarding here.
Like, well, the crowd is.
Yeah.
The crowd is trying to make it. And something that it's not.
Yeah,
and I don't.
Right.
I was just saying, I just like how that we've been talking about Samoa Joe turning on Finn Balor. I like that he's not turning on Finn Balor, that he's going to get revenge in a heelish way against somebody who fucked him over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, I just don't. I don't like the pairing of Joe and Breeze. I just, that's a weird.
I think it's gonna be entertaining as hell.
I think in the matches it will be, but I'm worried about the promo aspect of it because, well, I shouldn't say I'm too worried. If it was the main roster, I'd be super concerned. NXT will find a way to adapt.
Well, NXT, they'll get actual time to have a meaningful match, and they'll also get adequate, like, because really, I'm looking forward to the promos a lot, especially if, and I feel like they will, if NXT sticks to their guns and keeps Breeze as the heel and Joe as the face.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Or even Breeze as the heel and Joe as the tweener, just kind of the in-between. Absolutely, because you're going to have Breeze, who, you know, male model, I'm so handsome, against Joe. That's just going to be fun to watch him work with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then Joe just being like, you took away my title shot. Joe's going to
kill
you.
Yeah, exactly.
But the crowd is what makes me nervous because I don't want NXT to give in. This is the one time that I want them to stick by their guns.
Right, that's what I'm getting at, is that Breeze is, this is why I'm worried about the pairing. Breeze is the heel who never gets treated that way by the audience. He can do everything, every heel trick in the book, and he's still going to get Breeze is gorgeous at every show.
Right.
So I'm a little concerned about that. That maybe it's too quick. That's my biggest concern, I guess.
At least the NXT crowd doesn't run to the ring.
That's true.
Nobody does anymore.
No, apparently they just try to stab someone outside of the building.
Yeah.
Or throw shit at the walls. One of the two.
I feel like the security guards are just over there like constantly readying guns now at every show. We don't see it, but like anytime somebody comes by, you see a guy just reach back for his waistband. They go, nope, never mind.
On the hard camera side that we don't see, there's just there's another Titantron dedicated to just the guards reloading and cleaning their weapons. With just like remember across
like a
the
dad
top.
On his daughter's like first date night, like he's just got the rifle on his lap. Jeez. So anyway, there's a huge battle royal. We've talked about individual parts of it, but at the end of the day, Apollo Crews is the guy that you should go with.
I was really surprised.
I was
reading
too.
That, but I'm
for it.
It's kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, I didn't even think that was a possibility, but now the fact that I'm going to get to see Finn Balor versus Apollo Crews
I'm so against it.
Why?
Because Regal cuts his promo. Regal cuts his promo being like, Samoa Joe, you don't earn the right yet. Okay, so let's just do a side-by-side comparison. It's not going to be fair because Samoa Joe's been wrestling way longer. But what has Apollo Crews done?
But no.
He's undefeated.
Yeah.
And that's give him that much.
Good for him.
Although technically Joe is too. Yeah. So
he's beaten Ty Dillinger. He's beaten Ty Dillinger, and he beat Tyler Breeze.
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's his two big career wins.
Yeah. He had a couple of wins on the show, too, I think, but who against, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Who has Samoa Joe beaten in his career? Because Samoa Joe's not
James Storm, Kurt Angle,
no, but
Sting.
Let's keep in mind none of that but, counts. But none they're of, never going to let that count.
There is no such thing as TNA. So.
Right. Okay, what's TNA?
Sting
had a really long absence before he came back to WWE.
Yeah,
after
he just
WCW
left
folded.
WCW and pouted.
He's
for
been
14
hanging
years.
Out the rafters for a long time.
But has he not beat Kenta in Ring of Honor? Has he not beat Daniel Bryan in Ring of Honor? Has he not beaten Finn Balor himself?
Ring of Honor is like a thing. Like they kind of acknowledge,
he's beaten. It's a thing-ish. Let's not even mention the fact. I just think it's horseshit that they are just like, well, Samoa Joe, you haven't earned your right, but then we're going to give it to Apollo Crews, who's only been there for 3 weeks. The last time they did that was Adam Rose. The last time they fast-tracked somebody was Adam Rose.
Let me ask you this. I think the reason they did it like this is so that Samoa Joe can go heel and not just turn heel on Finn Balor. It'd be better that he could turn heel on Tyler Breeze. If that's how they're going to play it. They're going to pull Tyler Breeze and Samoa Joe over here and Apollo Crews. Who would win it instead if those three are out?
So wait a minute.
We got
let's recap.
This is common core.
Let me give you the Scott Steiner math real quick. You got no chance.
There's
163% chance that Samoa Joe's going to be NXT champion.
No, because Apollo Crews, he ain't even going to try. He knows he can't beat him.
So we got Samoa Joe turning heel in this battle royal against Tyler Breeze. So those two are out, and you don't want Apollo Crews to win. So those three, you don't have to choose. You can't choose who's going to win instead.
Who's going to win? Who I'd rather see face Finn Balor.
Baron Corbin?
That would be more interesting to me. Sorry.
So dumb. Oh, who the fuck is this guy?
Because here's the thing. I'm
tired. Dalton Mankey, motherfucker of the week.
I'm fine with it. I'm tired of seeing, like, don't get me wrong. I loved NXT for...
2 years, you said.
I've been watching for 2 years. I hated most of Bo Dallas. Right here. Yeah. I've hated most of Bo Dallas' title reign.
Fuck
I was
you.
Cool with Adrian and Neville.
Bo Dallas sucks. Bo Dallas
that
fucking
doughy
sucks.
Motherfucker.
Fuck him.
I don't like Neville.
He was better on NXT, but that ain't saying much.
I don't like Neville.
Ah! Jesus.
There was one of them. One fan for Bo Dallas. Anyway.
But yeah. All right. Adrian Neville, I'm tired of seeing small people versus small people, because that's the one thing that is
gonna... All right, Vince.
No.
who the fuck is small?
Hornswoggle.
But put Apollo Crews in the main roster. He's going to look just like Finn Balor is. What I want to see is...
Your logic makes no goddamn sense.
That's fine. I'm just...
Have you seen what either of them look like?
We made it so long before it broke down. We have 5 minutes to go, and then it just goes to hell in the last five minutes of the show.
I think that I'm just tired of seeing the indie matches that we don't want to see. Like,
speak
I would
for your fucking self.
It's gonna be high spots out the ass. If I want to see that, I'm gonna watch the Young Bucks super kick Elmo, which that happened this week too.
Your logic.
No! Did you get possessed by the dementia riddled ghost of Vince McMahon? Like, what the fuck?
Why do we have you on this show?
I have no clue. I just saw that Apollo.
Never again.
Like,
so this has been Dalton's first and only.
Thanks for coming, Dalton.
No problem.
Before you leave, take a good look around. Take pictures if you want, because I don't think you're coming back.
I would say kill his mic, but I need it too.
Oh, man.
I'll share with you, Asa. Okay.
I think here's a worthy question, I think, surrounding this whole situation. Just because Crews won, well, no, you know what? I take that back. I was going to say, just because Crews won a title shot against Balor, that doesn't necessarily mean it'll happen at the next TakeOver. But
oh,
they've
no.
already filmed the next few shows, and we know that he doesn't get that title shot at any of them. So
have they even announced when the next TakeOver show is?
No, I don't think so, but generally they're doing them about once a month now. I mean, it's almost like a standard pay-per-view.
Every other month is pretty close. They're doing it quarterly. Really?
Honestly, they could probably do a whole other set of tapings before they do the...
Well, that's true. You're right, because it was Brooklyn was at SummerSlam,
September.
And then they didn't do one again until October. So, yeah that's true. They
it was quarterly. I think
they're
going to do it every month.
Yeah, I think... I mean... I'm willing to bet there's another set of tapings, and that's when the match happens.
I started to say, I really don't think this is a takeover match. I'm not, if you're worried about it being like, this is the main event, like they've pushed Apollo Crews already up that high,
And even if it is the main event of the next takeover, that's going to be a fantastic match.
It'll still be a great match.
It's going to be a good match. It's going to go nowhere. Is Balor going to lose that match to Crews?
Probably not, but it's still at least going to be worth watching.
But it's just because the ending is in doubt doesn't mean the match itself isn't going to be worth
Because, let's be honest, we all knew that Sasha wasn't leaving Respect with the NXT Women's title, but it was still the best match on the card.
Match of the year.
And also, I would rather see...
The year's still young.
I would...
Not that young, but it's still out there.
I would rather see... Because I would rather see the Balor-Joe storyline get a direct continuation.
Right.
Especially if they are going to do something where someone turns heel.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather that happen within that contained storyline. But at the same time, like, I actually really like, I also like that they're kind of drawing it out. Because
yeah.
it almost, it feels like WWE is afraid to really dedicate time to angles.
To anything
to let things
at this point.
Grow.
Right.
And so, especially if they do the way they're planned and the way it looks like, this just, you know, Joe versus Breeze feud and then this Cruz Balor feud is mm-hmm. just a temporary distraction. There's still kind of
yeah,
going
just keep
to be
it
those
busy.
There's still going to be those interactions, I'm assuming,
sure.
between the two. But yeah. and then eventually have Joe, you know, almost pulling Owens, like say he takes out Cruz during the match. He's
right.
like, no, this is I'm taking it.
Yeah, my time. Mm-hmm. Take it. I mean, sooner or later, you know, for the longest time, it seemed like NXT couldn't do a title match that wasn't, you know, more than two people. But it's not impossible that they might not find a way to work that into, like you said, that could be a, there's your triple threat match set right up. If Joe manages to screw Cruz out of a shot, then there you go. You set up a triple threat and you're good to go.
I just thought about this, but when is Hideo Itami supposed to come back?
I don't have a timeline off the top of my head.
Because I don't know if it was recent or not, because wasn't he sort of a normal contender back?
He was the number one contender.
I could even see him coming in and him and Samoa Joe being like, no, it's my turn.
He wasn't the number one contender. There was that tournament to decide the number one contender.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's
somebody,
right. He didn't win that. I thought he did.
No one knows who, but he got taken out in the parking lot.
Nobody knows who, but it was Kevin Owens.
I disagree.
Made it clear. Oh, well, I hope
it's the phone ring.
I disagree.
I don't know who that is.
That's,
can't help him.
That's what I think. That's what I think it is, too, is I think that was going to be their way of turning Balor, is because it was supposed to be Balor Itami.
Yeah. Could be.
And him just, you know.
And see, I can also see him coming back, and he's like, I never actually got my shot because I got taken out. So basically, right. I get my turn, and Samoa Joe can be like, no, it's
Damn
mine.
It, no.
And then that could,
Samoa Joe can chase that title, but he can't because he got that fat ass. We had to work that one in there. If we're going to do the promo, we got to. All right, we're at an hour, guys. I think we can probably, have we missed anything? I think we pretty much killed it. All these things happened, and we talked about them, and
right.
there they were. Nothing big this weekend. Next weekend, of course, is, as we mentioned earlier, Hell in a Cell. I don't think they've changed the card too much from the last time, really, that we talked about it. So
I know this Monday is supposed to be like another Legends episode.
Yeah, yeah. And it was weirdly, they weren't announcing Austin for it, even though he's doing the Stone Cold podcast with Lesnar afterward. Then they started announcing him as part of the like events, but not as part of the show. Austin confirmed he will not be on Raw. So don't like get your hopes up for that one. Apparently, Michaels, Flair, and Undertaker will be there, and of course Lesnar will be there too. But
so we'll finally get one maybe in-ring confrontation
right.
between the two biggest
Before
stars.
The
main event match.
What's the over under on getting woos throughout when Ric Flair's out there?
All,
what are you kidding me?
Yeah,
yeah. There's no under.
Wait, I will say
you know how we count suplexes on Lesnar. I think we should count how many woos we get when Drunk Flair comes out.
You've been to a show now. You can do that when he's not there.
Here's my prediction. What's the over-under on one of the Bellas low-blowing Flair or slapping him in the face?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to get dragged into the whole
totally.
Bella bullshit.
I hope Paige does it.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do a one of those Jimmy Fallon things where there's a mirror, but there's not a mirror with Ziggler and Michaels. Ziggler and Michaels on either side doing the...
I will say
I want that now.
I did read something on Reddit that I thought was really interesting, so it'll never happen.
Of course.
Where Shawn Michaels comes out and basically calls out Ziggler.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, so
stop stealing my shit.
What are you doing? and then you just have Ziggler kind of go apeshit and destroy Shawn Michaels in the ring. And then you have Cena come out for the save.
Am I the only one who doesn't see the Shawn Michaels thing?
Oh no, I don't see it happening. But I'm saying.
No, he doesn't. He's saying he doesn't see the connection. I think.
I've seen Dolph Ziggler basically be Shawn Michaels with the way he can be in the ring,
mm-hmm.
but over the times when he went from the trunks and the jacket, I slowly see him not become Shawn Michaels. I see a rock star. I see like a guy who has on like rocker boots going out and playing in front of
so
the crowd.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. I don't see Shawn Michaels though.
When did you start watching?
I don't think I don't think Shawn Michaels is a rock star.
That's because you probably started watching after he was saved.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, but I went back and watched
No, yeah. 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 The answer is yeah.
Because
I thought he was a porn star.
Well,
that was
you're not wrong about that either.
But at the time, there was very little difference between porn star and rock star.
Exactly, yeah. So 80s porn star, 80s rock star. That was just one's a weekend job. The other is the day to day.
You just named one of next week's BuzzFeed article quizzes. 80s porn star, 80s rock star. No, I think that would be interesting. Someone else also mentioned like having Michaels turn heel and start managing for Ziggler,
but
Michaels will never do that.
Right.
He likes
and you have to wonder with
he has
self-respect.
No,
it's because he doesn't want anyone in his church to see him do anything negative.
Yeah, that ain't happening anymore.
That's not a joke.
That's a real deal.
Because when he came back, like, I think it was during the Undertaker feud, Vince wanted him to go heel.
Yeah.
And he refused.
No dice.
But didn't he go heel when he kicked Daniel Bryan in the face?
And then he was just like, hey, listen here, you little twerp. Yeah. And then he puts him in the S-lock.
Yeah. No.
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 Because that was...
Daniel Bryan doesn't count.
Yeah. you can do whatever you want to Daniel Bryan. You get a pass.
I would have to wonder...
probably how Triple H sold it to him.
With the Michael Ziggler thing, if they'd get Jericho involved, because he's kind of the stopgap between the two of them. The Jericho-Michaels feud was a lot of the same type of stuff.
It's like, you know the picture where it's...
the Pokemon evolution.
It's Michael Cera and then Jesse Eisenberg and then Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler, Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. There you go. All right, kids, let's wrap this thing up. I have no idea what's going on as far as other shows this week. We had Nerd Up a couple days ago. That's been posted already. I do not know if is there a Tanner Thursday tonight?
I haven't heard anything, so okay. I don't know.
I haven't.
Yeah.
And I wasn't.
I don't listen.
Big Shannon on vacation, so.
We know, Zach.
We know.
We know.
We know you don't.
We actually count on that fact. There are multiple of those shows.
No. I hear you guys talking about me. I just don't.
He has a dumb spider sense.
No. The thing is.
His shingles act up. He's like, God damn it.
What I do is I put the headphones in and I let it play and I don't really give a shit for them until I hear my name.
Well, then you do so.
I don't listen. I don't know what you're talking about.
So what you're saying is that new code name for Zach confirmed.
Yeah. Got to come up with something different. All right, he has a Wolverine shirt on, so it can't be Wolverine.
Pack Zrice. He'll never
what
figure it out.
What is he doing in the Impact Zone? shit.
We like Zach. Don't you dare wish that upon him.
It's true.
I like me too.
I'm not going to send you to TNA.
CM Price over here.
Mostly because I still feel so bad about missing NXT. We'd made plans. I was going to go over to his apartment to watch it.
And I went home.
That's what you were referencing on the solo cast. Because when you said at the beginning, nobody wanted to watch it. And I was like, motherfucker, we were talking about the show the entire time it was on. I mean, I wasn't at your house.
No,
I always invite Shannon over every week to watch NXT.
Yeah.
I've met him over 2 fucking months. Never came. So I was over at Gaming Grounds the other day. And I was like, hey, so you want to come over and watch NXT? He's like, yeah, sure, I'll come. So I went home. I cleaned up the house to make it presentable. I got the ice maker going, and I made.
I've been slaving over this stove all day,
and I made some sweet tea.
And now I feel even worse.
And then I did make food.
And then he even sent me a Facebook message that my phone vibrated for, but it never displayed that I got a notification. So I was like, well, that was weird.
Yeah.
But my old phone is old; it's kind of starting to do shit for me. So I was like, I got home, I was at Gaming Ground still because I was hanging out with Jesse. And I was talking to him, he's like, oh yeah, there's an NXT show tonight, but I don't have the net. Oh, son of a bitch. And I immediately messaged him, like,
whoops.
I completely forgot.
Because see, I also had to take Roddy to the vet that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went home and got to the vet early, and sat there, and then got him home, got him all taken care of. And I had everything ready for Asa to come over and have a little mandate with me, and he never showed up. I got stood up by Asa.
Yeah, and so then when I pulled up my, to send him that message, I saw that he'd messaged me at 5:30. He's like, hey, you still coming over? And I was like, God. I sent him multiple apologies.
Rowdy
I said,
was very upset.
Oh, don't you say that to me.
I told him Ace.
No. Too mean.
I said, Uncle Ace is coming over, Rowdy.
I even sent Shane a message like, Zach's going to hate me. I completely forgot that I was going to go hang out with him, and I feel like such an asshole.
So set a reminder in your phones for this
week.
I
will let you know. Next time, I got a new couch this time, too, specifically for watching NXT.
I thought you were going to say specifically for him.
I was going to say, okay.
I bought a new couch.
I moved.
I put your picture on the backrest on the side where you can sit, just so you know, reserved. Oh, jeez. So, the only other thing that might be going on this week, if there's not a Tanner Thursday tonight, then I guess there might be a Sunday, random Sunday. I have no idea. Shannon's back, Monday?
Monday, yes. I think Tuesday will be next day back.
I'm also saying next week, I'm also getting the Ghost Pepper on the show next week.
I started to say, buddy Aaron is going to fly down here from Pittsburgh and beat your ass.
The first time it was supposed to be this little segment. Shannon was supposed to record me going and buy it, a whole little skit.
That's what I've been telling him. It's like an off show. It's not going to happen on the show.
Yeah.
It happens before the show.
Yeah, and then he was supposed to show up for that. And then last week, I had to work.
Right.
And then this week, he's out of town. Yeah. So,
I will say, Do you remember what the bet was?
No, I don't. He
because
asked me.
Because Zach doesn't remember what the bet was either, no. And I'm trying to remember, like, what it was that...
We have too many podcasts to go back and listen to it. I'm just going to eat and just say...
Yeah, there was something that I repeatedly said I'm not making a bet about, and Zach was like, "That's cool. If it happens, I'll still, or if it doesn't happen, I'll still eat it."
I want to say it was either some kind of like our go-to guesses. It was either a Sheamus cash in, or it was a Cena
heel turn.
Yeah, something to that
effect. Something I was going to lose.
I'm going to guess the Cena heel turn because that would have been the one I would have been adamant about. No, there's no way that's happening.
Yeah, because I remember doing the bet with Shannon about John Jones signing with WWE.
Right.
Which. Aha, told you so.
Aha, gotcha. Yeah, I still have no idea what I was supposed to do either if I lost, but I didn't, so.
So he's a man of honor. He could have gotten away with it scot-free.
That's right. That's right.
Why? I got to give the people what they want. They want to see me cry.
The coach is setting a good example.
Speaking of, one off-topic wrestling thing, another delay yet again in CM Punk's debut.
He's injured.
He's injured in training, so.
Yeah,
which I mean, that's something that happens,
right?
Regularly,
yeah, but he's gonna get shit on for it, like he's,
which is stupid.
People are gonna say he's a pussy, but it doesn't matter.
There's already been just so many UFC actual fighters come out in support of him,
right? You get hurt, man.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do? So
it's just that it's everyone who
is a shit talker.
People like us. Well, I mean, not like us because Dalton's wearing a CM Punk shirt. Like everyone here is a CM Punk fan.
Yeah,
Yeah, Shannon's not here, so.
No, I started saying, well,
even
I think everybody. Yeah,
no, even Shannon's a fan of his. He just got sick of the crowd.
Right.
He likes the character CM Punk. He doesn't like the person CM Punk.
Exactly.
And he also doesn't like us, the CM Punk fans. But it's people like us who have no in-ring experience, have no fighting experience, that are like, oh, yeah, he's just giving it away.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I'm actually a black belt in karate. And I'm 100% serious on that.
Well, I mean, okay.
Wait, holy,
but there's a difference
the
between, like, professionally trained,
I'm learning
like,
so much
MMA.
Today.
It's like I did, like, I'm a purple belt.
I taught grappling.
Did you really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a black belt in my karate school. I've also taught grappling. So it's
so then
not,
the three of
it
us
is
then
a real thing.
Then I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
The three of us in the...
So then the three of us who are just, like, you know, it's the keyboard warriors. They're like, oh, he's a pussy. He can't know how to fight. Like, it's like, yeah, okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
So.
All right, kids. Let's wrap this thing up. For Zach, for Dalton, for Asa, thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it. Near future, again, there will be a show sometime.
Dalton will be on.
Dalton will not be on.
Unless I can coach you on how to do better.
We're going to need a montage. In the off season here, we're going to need a montage.
Dalton's pulling the Hayde Vanson.
I'm the only one.
I don't care. It's worth it. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, God, it's great. That's fantastic.
Shannon's listening to this. He's laughing.
He's laughing right now. All right, guys. And with any luck, Shannon will be back next week. I don't know who all will be here. We'll find out. You guys are around. Zach will be here. He's going to eat that pepper. Aaron, he's going to do it, man. I promise. All right, so we're getting out of here. Thanks for coming in, guys. Until next week, we will get you next time.